This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarik. A Missouri House committee that spent the summer investigating the Department of Revenue is officially accusing the state agency of breaking the law. Marshall Griffin has details.
In his report, the Committee on Privacy Protection says revenue officials and the Nixon administration implemented parts of the federal Real ID Act despite a 2009 state law forbidding implementation. GOP House member Stanley Cox of Sedalia chairs the committee.
The Department of Revenue adopted a system of scanning and retention of source documents. They acquired and expend considerable money in obtaining biometric information on citizens.
The committee's recommendations include eliminating anything within the Revenue Department's budget that would allow scanning and retaining driver's license documents. Governor Jay Nixon, meanwhile, signed a law this summer halting the practice. Reporting from St. Charles County, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Columbia Public Schools has purchased property for a new elementary school as the city deals with overcrowding in its elementary schools. The new property is at Scott Boulevard and Route KK in Southwest Columbia. Michelle Bumstark with Columbia Public Schools says a growth in South Columbia's population has led to the need for another school.
We really need to be aggressive with our 10-year plan in order to be able to address the growth, to provide quality facilities and educational environments for our students, and what our community expects our educational system to provide.
Bumstark says she expects the school district to talk with the community about the school's boundaries and name. The school district expects the new school to open in 2016. After years of talking about less spending, some Missouri officials now are talking about more. Governor Jay Nixon suggested recently that he would like to spend hundreds of millions of additional dollars on public schools before his term ends in 3 years. There may also be more money available for other programs in the next budget year. State departments already have turned in proposed budgets for the fiscal year that starts next July, and advocates for various social services have started making funding pitches to lawmakers. Nixon's budget director, Linda Lubering, says revenues are looking better and there could be room to fund a few more things. House Budget Committee Chairman Rick Stream also says funding increases are possible for some programs. Columbia's Parks and Recreation Department is considering two new projects for improvements to Douglas Park. At a drop-in public meeting Wednesday, Parks and Recreation staff unveiled plans and got input from around 24 Columbia residents. The plans were chosen from 6 previous plans that were already proposed to the residents of the area. They include a skate park, more shelters and green spaces, and an outdoor amphitheater. Mike Snyder is superintendent of planning and development for Parks and Recreation. He says the main differences between the two options for Douglas Park concern parking, the shelters, and green spaces.
The main difference is the location of the parking lots and the shelter locations. One option, we try to create more green space by removing the existing parking lot and relocating it over to 5th Street. The other option, the parking lot stays in its current location, and the area along 5th Street, we convert that into green space.
John Kelly says he has lived in Columbia since he was born in 1942. He says the amphitheater might not be a good idea for the park.
I don't know that we really need an amphitheater. I would like to see some money, and I know it's a lot of money to ask for, but to build maybe another gymnasium so you could have performances within there, and it would be a year-round facility.
He also says how important it is for citizens to have good facilities in their cities.
When you have an area that looks nice, I think it changes people's behavior and perceptions of themselves.
The department will present the final project to the City Council in December and start the construction in 2014. Missouri's public universities have seen the smallest increase in tuition and fees in the country in the past 5 years. That's according to a College Board report released Thursday. With the 5% increase, Missouri is one of only 3 states in the nation that had less than a 10% increase in tuition over the last 5 years. According to the report, 7 of the 8 states bordering Missouri all had their tuition increase by at least 15%, while Georgia had the highest increase at 65%. The Columbia Area Transportation Study Organization recently updated their long-range transportation plan, extending it from 2030 to 2040. Consisting of members from the Department of Transportation, City of Columbia, and Boone County, the group is looking at ways to improve transportation throughout the city. KBIA's Michael Loesch tells us what this current plan will mean for the city and its residents.
The Columbia Area Transportation Study Organization is seeking to lay out a plan that aims to improve Columbia's transportation over the next 27 years. Mitch Scove is a member of CATSO. He says the group will be looking at the current transit system, alternative modes of transportation, and non-motorized modes of transportation. He says the group will look at finances to not only provide a more efficient transportation system, but maintain them as well. The plan is mandated by the Federal Highway Administration and Federal Transit Administration. SCO says it is important that the group has a grasp of the funding that they will have available.
We have a financial section with what we project to be the revenues available for transportation projects in the future, and we need to match that up with the projects we have listed in order to show that potentially, if these projects were to be done, we do have the funding to actually accomplish them.
Ian Thomas is a Fourth Ward representative on the Columbia City Council. Thomas says the plan has strong goals and objectives for the future of Columbia.
The goals for this whole area do place a strong emphasis on reducing the need for automobiles, increasing the diversity of transportation options, improving the bus system, improving, you know, accessibility for bicyclists, making neighborhoods and business districts more walkable.
Columbia citizens will have an opportunity to give their input on this plan with a public input survey available until November 22nd. The CATSO committee will use the input to prepare a public hearing draft of the plan that will be reviewed by the group in public on December 5th. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.
A retired state worker who co-owns a 1,000-acre hunting preserve in southeast Missouri has been named by Governor Jay Nixon to the State Conservation Commission. The appointment of Marilyn J. Bradford to a term ending in June 2019 will be subject to confirmation by the state Senate. Bradford, who identifies herself as a political independent, lives in Jefferson City. She retired from state government after more than 20 years with the Departments of Social Services and Agriculture. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.